AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Connecticut, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, and Montana were among the states that evacuated their capitals today. There were threats that led to evacuations and lockdowns. No evidence of dangerous items was immediately found in any of the states. Lawmakers in Kentucky and Mississippi have begun meeting in legislative sessions. An imam was shot and critically wounded this morning outside a mosque in Newark, New Jersey. Police are looking for a suspect. Almost 2 years after the start of the war, Russia and Ukraine are exchanging hundreds of prisoners of war. The AP's Charles Deledesma has the story.
Ukrainian authorities say 230 Ukrainian prisoners of war have returned home, while Russia's defense ministry says 248 Russian servicemen have been freed from Ukrainian captivity. The ministry adds the deal was made possible thanks to mediation efforts by the United Arab Emirates. There's been no immediate acknowledgement from the UAE, though, which has maintained close business ties to Moscow throughout Russia's war on Ukraine. The massive prisoner exchange follows other such deals earlier in the war, which is nearing the two-year mark. I'm Charles Deledesma.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading about 60 fellow Republicans in Congress on a visit to the Mexico border as they demand hardline immigration policies in exchange for backing President Biden's emergency wartime funding request for Ukraine. Iranian officials say two bombs exploded at a commemoration for a prominent Iranian general killed in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. At least 103 people were killed. The chief of Israel's Mossad intelligence service vowed the agency would hunt down every Hamas member involved in the October attack on Israel, no matter where they are. His pledge came a day after the deputy head of the Hamas militant group was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. Not much movement so far today, up or down on Wall Street. This is AP News. Maybe a new car can help you keep your New Year's resolutions.
Maybe you want to venture out more or spend less. The car experts at Edmunds have suggestions. For instance, there's the GR Corolla, 300 horsepower. You can go from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. Starting price, about $37,000. Or if you want to travel off the beaten path, there's the Ford Bronco. All-terrain tires, high ground clearance. Edmunds says you can also take the doors and the roof off to get a better view of the nature around you. But Edmunds says the Bronco is pretty noisy. If your New Year's resolution is to try something new, Edmunds points to the Hyundai Ioniq 6. This fully electric sedan, fun to drive, says Edmunds, is full of the latest technology. With a single motor and the largest optional battery, you can get up to 361 miles on a full battery charge, says Hyundai. Starting price, about $43,500. Good luck. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.